Thanks for joining us for Season 3 of the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. I'm Charlie Jacobs.
And I'm Zach Bouchard.
We're really excited to get into this fall of 2022 with some breaking news in the tech world. There's a big Apple and Android controversy, as always, you might say. But this time it involves the green versus blue texts, how it affects you and what you need to know, coming up next as we begin Season 3. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Zachnology Tech Review Podcast. Charlie Jacobs with Zach Bouchard as always. Zach, how you doing for the new season?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you?
Pretty great. How was your summer? I heard you had a little African safari.
Yeah, it was great. How was yours?
Really fun. Got to go a couple places around the country. It was a really fun summer.
Good.
That we're back in the office for this season three, by the way, thank you so much for listening for the first two seasons. Your support is why we are still here. So we're really excited to dive into this. But we have some really exciting news. And what is that, Zach?
We are going to be launching our Zachnology app. In fact, it's already been launched on the Google Play Store. So, very exciting news.
That's super exciting. So you might remember, I think back in season one, we announced there was going to be an app. Let's just say the whole app got deleted and we weren't able to use that one. So, that is our new, that's our new app, and it's really awesome. So, unfortunately, right now it's only available on Android devices, so you can get it from the Google Play Store. Just search Zachnology, click to download. Super easy to get. Zach spent a ton of time on that, and it looks really good from some of the beta testing that I did. So from all of us here at Zachnology, Zach, thank you for all your hard work with that.
No problem. Glad I could make it.
Yeah, so we'll hope you check that out. And as always, if you don't have an Android, you can still head to our website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com. So without further ado, our first episode of the season, we're going to be talking about a recent tech controversy, which is the green versus blue bubble Apple Android dilemma. So Zach, you know, take it away. This kind of frustrates me, this whole thing.
Right. So I think we should start off with what these bubbles mean, because it's definitely important to understand that before we dive into what the controversy is. So if you own an iPhone, you may be familiar with the difference between the blue and the green text when you're using your Messages app.
Believe me, we are.
And if you don't know what they are, if you are on an iPhone and you're texting another iPhone user, the messages will show up as blue. And that is to indicate that it's using the special features, you could call it. So it allows you to see when people read your messages. You can see when people are typing. It's more secure. You can send higher quality videos and photos. It's just, you know, an overall better texting experience.
Right. And I just kind of interrupt you really quickly, Zach. Everybody knows that person in the group chat who's green, who ruins the whole thing. So the hope is with this, that person is no longer an issue.
That is true. So, and now I'll get into what the green bubble means. So if you're on an iPhone and you're texting someone who doesn't have an iPhone, or, and it's important to include this, someone who has iMessage turned off, because some people do that just to save data, or the region they're in doesn't allow them to use iMessage. So if you're texting someone who, if you're on an iPhone and you're texting someone who has an Android or has iMessage disabled, the messages are going to show up as green, and you're not going to have the special features that iMessage has, such as, you know, seeing when people read your messages, typing indicators, etc. When it's using green bubbles, it's actually telling you that it's using a protocol called SMS or MMS. These are things that, at least if you have an Android, you're probably familiar with.
Right. Although, and we're going to dive more into this in a minute, SMS was the standard for, you know, as long as we can remember, with mobile communications. But now SMS/MMS is kind of fading away. And Zach, I know this is right up your alley. RCS, this is the new next generation of texting. So how does that play into all of this?
Right. So RCS is supposed to build upon the principles that SMS brought about. SMS is actually a protocol that was used back in the 90s. So it's hard to believe that it's still one of the primary texting protocols that's used today. Many phones still use, especially if you're texting between an iPhone and an Android, you're using SMS. So Google has it. RCS is not a company. It's not an app. It's a protocol. Google has created it, but it's not exclusive to Google phones. Originally it was, but Google has brought it to the entire Android operating system. So if any device that runs Android can use RCS. And Google has also partnered with device manufacturers and cell service providers to actually make RCS the default on many Android devices. Now, what is RCS? So RCS, like I said, it's building upon SMS, and it adds a lot of the features that iMessage has, such as seeing when people read your messages, typing indicators. It also brings higher quality videos and photos. And on many devices, it supports end-to-end encryption, which means that your messages can't be seen by Google, your phone company, or anyone else who may have access in between your phone and the other person's phone.
Yeah, exactly. I just want to kind of dumb this down quickly for those of you who aren't experts. Essentially, what we're saying is RCS is the equivalent of iMessage for Android to Android.
Exactly.
And iMessage is Apple to Apple, not Apple, but it's not apples to apples. That's the whole problem, is that it's not. So basically, I don't think I used that expression right, but so basically the two major providers or two major options, iPhone and Android, have their own internal systems that work really well, but to go between them, you need SMS. That is the whole problem.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they're trying to fix. By the way, a couple quick notes. Like Zach mentioned, there's some situations where iPhone to iPhone or Android to Android, you'd have to use SMS if you're in bad service, if you had a SIM card issue, something like that. And also RCS stands for Rich Communication System. A little fun fact there. So this is where I believe it ties into the whole controversy, which is Android is getting upset that Apple is being stubborn. And this is one time where I'll criticize Apple. They're being very stubborn about this. Apple is refusing to adopt RCS. So Zach, what is Android doing about this, and why is it becoming such a public problem?
Right, and I think it's important to note, like you said, iMessage is iPhone to iPhone, RCS is Android to Android, but that wasn't the original plan for RCS. Google, when they made it, intended that RCS could be brought to almost every device that supports texting, including iPhones. So again, this is where the controversy starts, is because right now RCS is only Android to Android. And so it began with, Google started pushing Android manufacturers to support RCS. This was several years ago. So Google had already brought it to their own phones, and they were starting to push other Android manufacturers to do it. So eventually, Google got pretty much the entire, Android platform on board with this. And so then it started to become, Google was saying, we want to bring RCS to all devices. And then it turned into, devices that don't use RCS, the texting is not secure or it's not good quality. And now it's just Google directly calling out Apple, because at this point, Apple is the only device that doesn't support RCS.
Yeah, so looking at some research I was doing, it's not that Apple's even that late to the trend. T-Mobile started supporting it in 2020, AT&T in June 2021, so just a year ago, started supporting it. So it's not like they're super late to the party, but there's from a technical standpoint, there's nothing that's stopping Apple. Now, right. They have a lot of incentives to not do that, to not include this. iMessage is one of the main reasons, oftentimes, why people buy an iPhone, so they can be in those blue group chats, so they can text their friends without everyone rolling their eyes. Because it's a iPhone users know that and feeling of the green text. No one likes that. So that is one of their big selling points, is you get iMessage. But if iMessage becomes sort of the same level as in Android texting, that kind of eliminates that advantage that Apple has. You know what I mean? Is that correct, Zach? So it kind of...
Right. It, you know, it's... I think one of Apple's executives even mentioned this, is that if an iMessage alternative, that if iMessage was essentially brought to Android, because that was an idea that was raised a little while back, is that what if Apple brought iMessage to Android instead of RCS being brought to iPhones? And one of the Apple executives basically said, well, no, because then a family might, you know, have an incentive to buy an Android for their kids simply because it has iMessage now. And now that it has iMessage, they don't feel like they need to get an iPhone anymore. So iMessage definitely is one of the big selling points of an iPhone, and it keeps people inside their ecosystem.
Exactly. So now the big thing is, why is this a controversy? You could have seen this coming a long time ago. Well, maybe you've seen the ad. So Android has launched an all-out full power campaign on Apple. I know on YouTube I've seen some of the videos. It basically shows an animated text conversation. It's like, hey Apple, from an Android phone, like, hey Apple, can you see this image? And it's all blurry. And so I believe it kind of started out with this, a general, like, we need RCS on all phones. But Android is going full out. They are totally pointing out Apple in some of these ads. I know, Zach, you said in New York City there's been billboards or something like that. Like, this is a full out attack campaign. It's like a political campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think another important thing to mention is that Android's RCS platform is very similar to iMessage. And so when you do have those group chats, even if you're messaging someone with an Android, it will be blue. And so I should also bring up that you may be familiar with iPhones. They have like the game pigeon and other small like widgets at the bottom that you can play with your friends. Now, Android doesn't support that yet, but it's, you know, it is on iMessage. So if RCS is brought to iPhones and it's treated the same way as iMessage, where it uses blue bubbles, how is Apple going to handle those little widgets at the bottom that Android doesn't support? Will they be disabled? You know, that's something that Apple does have to consider. That's probably not why they're holding off on bringing RCS to iPhones, but it is something that's going to have to be worked out if the platform is brought over. And I should also put a specific emphasis on, I mentioned this earlier, but Google, RCS is not an app. It's not a company. Google does run it, but the idea is that it's an open platform, in that any device that has cellular connectivity can use RCS.
Right, so it basically uses a different app. So what they're proposing is that if Apple starts using RCS, it's not like there's going to be a red app called RCS that you click on. It'll be in your iMessage. Basically, what it'll mean is that if you're texting an Android, let's say I'm texting Zach, it'll say delivered, and it'll say red, and it'll be blue, and you'll be able to see typing, and you'll be able to send images in high quality. That's all it means. So if you're a user and you go, oh, I don't like this idea, well, why? Like, it the only disadvantage is for Apple's bottom line. I see why they don't like it, because it hurts them financially. But as a user, it doesn't impact you at all, other than that you're getting more features.
It only makes your texting experience better. When you're messaging an Android user. And again, like I said, SMS stands for Standard Messaging System. MMS stands for Multimedia Messaging System, I believe. And like I said, these are protocols that were created and used in the 1990s. And the fact that this is still considered, this is what Apple considers the standard for today for a cross-device messaging platform is crazy.
Exactly. And like I said, at this point, obviously the ads are paid for by Android. But I feel like it can almost basically. Google pretty much feeds Android. But that, my point is, it's right now it's Google / Android against Apple. But I think at one point it could be almost everyone against the company. Even Apple users are going to take a stand, because this is becoming more of an issue. And at least techies like us, Apple, you know, users are probably going to start getting upset. And I think at some point it could pretty much turn into everyone against Apple, the company, not just Apple users. So it really is kind of a greedy corporate move by Apple. Which is nothing new. They stopped putting in chargers and headphones to save the environment, but I don't think making you spend $45 on an extra charger that probably comes in separate packaging is saving the environment. My point is, they're just a very greedy company, and I just think that it's just a money grab that they're still trying to get those people to come out on an iPhone. And I think we're at the point where like everyone has a smartphone at this point, and I think a lot of people are either Android people or Apple people. I don't know if there's that much switching going on. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think there's a ton of switching. I think in general people stick with it, so I'm not even sure if it's making that much of a difference. I'm sure 90% of iPhone buyers already have an iPhone, so maybe it doesn't even make a difference for them. I just find it hard to understand.
Yeah, and one other thing Google actually highlights in their website that I find interesting is they talk about other messaging apps that people on iPhone are switching to. They're basically telling Apple, hey, people aren't using your platform anymore because of, you know, your lack of RCS support. So they talk about, you know, Signal and Telegram, what's another one? WhatsApp, that people are switching to so that they can get those, you know, iMessage and RCS features when you're texting between iPhones and Androids. And in fact, like in most other countries, you know, except for the US, WhatsApp is like the standard. People don't really use SMS just because you're messaging between a ton of different devices, or they don't even support it.
Exactly.
So the United States is really the only country where SMS is still used. And it's crazy that Apple doesn't think that it's important to move on to RCS, especially with the lack of security in SMS. SMS is super easy to hack. And on top of that, many people, you know, for example, if you're logging into like your bank account, they may ask to verify your phone number. So they send a code to your phone number, they text the code to your phone number, and then you type it in like on the computer. That uses SMS. That code can easily be hacked. And then, like I said, you know, the video quality, Google, you know, shows in one of their ads, you know, a really blurry photo to show, you know, what it looks like when you're sending photos or videos. And that is true. You know, I've received videos that are super low quality just because it's coming from an iPhone.
Exactly. Like Zach, I have an iPhone. Zach has a Pixel from Google, and we don't ever use SMS. I mean, we rarely use it. We use an app called Signal. Shout out to Signal.
Signal,
we used to use
great.
Google Hangouts, but that ship has sailed. But anyways, we don't use it, and I would have no problem with being able to text Blue with Zach, and while he keeps his iPhone. Final thought by mine is I think they're going to give in. I think at some point the costs are going to outweigh. I think the costs are going to be too much for Apple, and I think they're going to do it. But Zach's shaking his head. This is a matter of opinion.
I think we're both on the side of Google here, but I don't think
it's
Apple's
the one time I'll
in.
Take it. I don't know. We'll have to keep you updated. We'll have to see.
We will.
But
we'll
I
have to see.
Think that is going to wrap up this first episode of the third season of our podcast. Just crazy to me. So stick with us throughout the season. We'll have our good old TR5's tech news updates. We actually have a special interview coming up soon that you'll have to stay tuned for. And once again, download the app. It's really cool. If you have an Android, excuse me, not an iPhone. If you have an Android, go to the Google Play Store, search Zachnology, and download
a button
that.
On our website for it.
And there's a button on the website, tech-reviews.zachnology.com. Remember, if you need any sort of tech consultation, installation, any of that, just go to Zachnology.com. That business is still going strong. So for Zach Bouchard and everybody here at Zachnology, thanks for listening to Season 3, Episode 1. We'll see you next time.
Of this podcast are copyright 2022 by Zilcharlie Enterprises Limited Liability Corporation, all rights reserved. Zilcharlie has received paid compensation from Spotify Technologies SA. Zilcharlie reserves the right to use voice messages in the podcast for a paid compensation.